UFOs. People are still talking about the UFO report the government released. There seems to be two different opinions about the report, but one thing which is agreed on is the fact it was unusually short. While the unclassified version was said to be only 9 pages long and the classified version 17 pages. What can we assume from this? I think the report was carefully considered and its shortness was due to the fact the powers that be who were responsible for putting out the report wanted to create a report which was minimal to protect the information they had about UFOs and stop us from asking questions about specific cases. Can you imagine when they talked about 16 years of UFO data, they could only come up with 17 pages of information, none of which reached any conclusion? This is the same government that can write hundreds of pages about a regulation. A skateboarder went to the park to meet with friends. He enjoyed the sport and after an active day of skateboarding sat down and drank some water. He then laid down looking up at the sky. What he saw startled him. He could see a group of orbs in the sky above him. He said there were 30 or 40 of them and they were sparkling like diamonds in the sky. He took out his phone and began to photograph them. He said the video didn't do the sighting justice. He created 2 videos of the event. The sighting took place in Philadelphia on June 28, 2021, sometime near 7:45 p.m. A woman who lives on the north shore of Lake Superior was telling others about her UFO experience. She said she lived near a wooded area. On July 5, 2018, she was woken from her sleep at 12:15 in the morning. She had heard a noise and thought her neighbor was shooting off fireworks, so she looked out her window. She couldn't believe her eyes. There was a huge, oscillating UFO. It was lit up on the underside. It was just above the tree line. The object was silent and she described the bottom of the vehicle looking like a Norco electric razor head. I believe she was referring to the 3 circular cutters on the shaver. The sighting lasted for about 30 seconds. NASA live stream video from the space station has always been controversial because it seems to be shut down any time a mysterious object appears in the feed. This time it was not and at least 10 UFOs are seen. The UFOs seem to be forming a circle above the southern Atlantic Ocean. Sometimes NASA doesn't shut the camera off fast enough and that is why some glimpses of UFOs get caught in a frame or two. Those of us who were interested in the US UFO report should also be interested in the Australian one. Their report covers 1,957 to 1,971 and was 58 pages in length. There are some very interesting things which are cited in the report, which is not carefully crafted to hide events such as our report was. One sighting they talk about was a landed UFO and when a man approached it, he became paralyzed along with animals who got 2 clothes. It goes on to state the witness saw 4 brown-skinned men come out of the UFO who were wearing helmets. Their report said the United States has been investigating UFOs since 1947 and UFOs were so far in advance of us only an extraterrestrial origin could be envisaged. Japan has opened a UFO laboratory. They are said to have over 3,000 UFO materials. The laboratory has reported UFOs are seen from time to time around Mount Senganmori. Strangely, the mountain is pyramid-shaped, which leads to speculation it might be a pyramid which is covered up. It happens to have a very strong magnetic field. Far less people in Japan admit to seeing UFOs than in the United States. Stories about UFOs in Japan go back a couple of thousand years. There have been some UFO sightings around Nottingham, in England, and this has gotten one of the former members of the House of Lords nervous. He is wondering if the UFOs pose a threat to security, which just happens to be the same question being asked all over the world. Several sightings in the area prompted him to feel anxiety about them. The UFO desk in Great Britain was closed in 2009, but does anyone really think Britain stopped investigating UFOs? When some people heard about the United States going to release its UFO report, it brought back their memories of UFO sightings. One woman who lives in Virginia remembered her former sighting. She said it was about 25 years ago and happened in Pennsylvania. She was sitting down at an old farm when she heard a sound. A strange vehicle zoomed to her location and hovered overhead for a couple of minutes. She was with her boyfriend at the time. There is a dwarf planet in the asteroid belt named Ceres. It has become a little more famous lately in UFO circles because some investigators have claimed there is a UFO which was seen in a crater on that body. Ceres has a diameter of 590 miles and is the largest object in the belt. Some claim it is evidence of a base being set up. I have seen what they call a UFO and it is sketchy at best, but if it is a UFO, it could be a crashed one as it would be partially covered by rock or dirt. Claims have been made there was a naval test of the new aircraft carrier Gerald R. Ford. It consisted of setting off a powerful bomb near the ship to test its endurance. It is said the bomb was so powerful it set off a 3.9 magnitude quake. The mission was successful, but there seems to be more than meets the eye. Witnesses said in the background was a UFO which could be as large as 1 kilometer. It wouldn't surprise me, because UFOs seem to be watching our technology very carefully. There is no doubt UFOs, also known on as UAPs, are very interested in all things military and also in power generating along with many other things. Are they a danger to us? This question is being asked by every country in the world today. If UFOs were not thought to be alien, would anyone be asking that question? No, they would be doing something about the objects. But we are all in the position of not having the ability to be able to do anything, and that is what really scares us.